Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, Director, National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami this morning for our 7 a.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Sandy, which is centered less than 400 miles off the coast of the Mid-Atlantic states, but it is still got several hours, pretty much the entire day and evening, before the center of circulation will come ashore as it bends around to the northwest. But already conditions are going downhill along the Mid-Atlantic coastline, and some of that activity will start to spread inland. It is still a hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, moving to the north at 15, so it has made that turn to the left as compared to yesterday. That turn will continue as it moves over progressively cooler water north of the Gulf Stream and starts to interact with a frontal zone. So we are anticipating that sometime this evening into late tonight or early tomorrow morning, it will lose tropical characteristics. But that does not mean we're anticipating it to weaken. It could come ashore still with hurricane force winds, at least in some spots, and especially in gusts over large portions of the coastline, coming ashore, the center of circulation, sometime late tonight or early tomorrow morning. But this is not just a point on the map, a very, very large system that is going to impact a large number of people for many, many hours and actually multiple days of bad weather. Let's talk about the various hazards that Sandy is going to bring. Storm surge is the coastal hazard for which many folks have been instructed to evacuate. And if you have been told to evacuate by local officials, please heed those warnings and get out of storm surge prone areas as told to do so. The time frame for those evacuations will be ending today because of the weather going downhill. 4 to 8 feet of water level above ground is expected in some coastal locations as a combination of storm surge and tide brings those water levels up anywhere from the northern part of the Delmarva Peninsula all the way around to south-facing areas of the Connecticut, Rhode Island, and including Long Island Sound. And within the western part of Long Island Sound especially, and also Raritan Bay, the New York Harbor, New York City area, surrounding waters there could be as high as 6 to 11 feet above ground level due to the combination of surge and tide, all depending upon exactly when the highest surge and high tide line up, if they do. Not everybody's going to see these values, but the potential is there, especially right near the coastline. So, again, if you're told to evacuate from storm surge prone areas, please do so. And because of the large size of the system, that's why it's so capable of producing such a large storm surge. And this track is enabling this curved coastline to capture water pushed in by the wind. That wind is going to penetrate inland. Lots of folks are going to see tropical storm force winds for many, many hours. So damaging winds, power outages for millions of people are possible, and that could go well inland. This is not just going to be a coastal wind event. And then the heavy rainfall that we could be measuring up to a foot or more in some places, and then even multiple feet of snow possible, for example, in areas like the mountains of West Virginia, mountains of western Maryland, southwestern Virginia, down to the Kentucky-Tennessee border. So many hazards to contend with here. Today, the weather is going downhill as Sandy approaches. That's the latest from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.